Yom Gimel Parshas Man. There was a Minhag Yisrael. We once spent a lot of time on this. I didn't review all the sources. There are no sources. I read a very, very elaborate investigation was done by Big Talmud Chacham as to this craze in the world that on Yom Gimel LeParshas B'Shalach there is a Mesorah from Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov that a person should say with Kavana Shnayim Mikra V'Yechot Targum the Parshas Haman. Because it's this week's parsha, and if a person says with kavana shnayim mikra viecho targum, and this today on Yom Gimel the parashas b'shalach, it is a segula for parnasa b'shefa uverevach. Okay, this is a school for parnasa. Now, after doing a lot of research, the results turn up. The results turn up.
This is from the segula.
Okay, not now. Turn on.
50 years ago.
No, there isn't. That's not what it says in the source. The source is from a student, and I'm trying to recall from memory what we spent a lot of time. Maybe I think 2 years ago we had a very good article on this. It comes from 150 years ago. He himself never ever said it. What?
200 years ago.
He never said it. There is absolutely no record. There is no record that he ever said such a thing. It's a student. A student said this in his name. And a careful analysis. Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. Menachem Mendel Mirimanov was the authority and still is the authority on Parshas Haman. He devoted his entire life to expounding upon the minute details of the Parshas Haman. He wrote a sefer. In fact, my uncle, may he be good and well, he was commissioned many, many years ago to translate this Sefer from Hebrew to English. It's a big, thick book. It's not in print anymore. He skipped a lot of parts because he told me it was all Kabbalah. He couldn't understand one word that it said. A lot of it is Kabbalah. And he only wrote the parts that he was able to decipher. Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov, he devoted his entire life to the study and the understanding of all of the details of the Parshas Haman, the Mon in general. And there are a lot of miracles associated with Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov. He was a very, very holy person. He himself was beyond destitute. Okay, destitute is not a fair word to describe the life that he lived. And yet, he delved very deep into the source of all Parnassah, which is the Parshas Haman. And he had a lot of students, which were very obviously appreciate who he was. And one of those students said over that he's supposed to say the Parshas Haman and Parshas B'Shalach, because this Parshas B'Shalach in the fifth Aliyah is Parshas Haman, and you should say it on Tuesday. Why Tuesday? I do not know. This is in Yoni Kabbalah. These are Kabbalistic things. And if you do say, it'll be a school for Parnassa. Again, it's not exactly what it says here. It says there that a person should say it every single day. In the real source, it says every single day. If you say it every single day, then there'll be a school for Parnassa. And he didn't say over in the name of Menachem's Rebbe either. He said on his own. And there are other big question marks. How it came about, I don't want to say the word mishagas, I don't want to make litzonis, but how it came about that today I only received 20 emails and text messages and WhatsApps, and who knows what's yet to come, and probably on the telephone I have voice calls of every organization reminding me to say and give a donation. How it came about that only on the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach there's a flood, the internet, the broadband is flooded with the Parshas Haman, I have no idea. It's spiraled out of control, which appears to be something which is totally baseless. And people know that also. They know what all holding is not, it just became like a gimmick, whatever, fad. It's not, it's like, you have a yo-yo. You know, it means anything, you know? Whatever, you just go up and down, whatever you do, that's the way it is. All right, but yeah. On the other hand, Rabbi Yisai, on the other hand, you know, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be negative, because if the whole Klal Yisrael does something, you're not allowed to make litzanis. It's not nice. So just nod your head and go for the show. Enjoy the show. If the whole Klal Yisrael does something, you know, Hanach Lohem Li Yisrael, in Einam Neviim, B'nei Neviim. So the whole Klai Yisrael does something, it's not right to knock it, to make mitzanis, so what are we going to do? We'll learn about the man. We have a few minutes, I have only 8 minutes left, so let's talk about the man for a few minutes. Somethings. Now this thing is a very simple idea, a very short idea. It struck me like someone threw upon me a pile of bricks, only because I was learning about the brach of Asher Yatzar, and I wanted to just bring this idea that just came to me. Very simple. I want to tell you something else new. I don't want to repeat what I said last. Other things. I want to tell you new things. One thing I saw over here that got my attention is, in the Parsha Haman there is a pasuk, one of the only two pasukim in the entire Chamishe Chumshe Torah that has all of the letters of the Aleph Beis. There are in fact 24 pasukim in Tanakh that have all of the letters of the Aleph Beis. There is only one pasuk in Tanakh that has all the letters of the Aleph Beis, including the end letters. The end letters. That's a pasuk in Sefania. Pasuk in Sefania. Okay, that's the only pasuk that has all the letters of the Aleph Beis. The pasuk there says, L'chein, therefore, chikuli, yearn for me, Nu'um Hashem. Liyoim, for the day, koimi lo'ad, that I rise up forever. Ki mishpati, it will be my judgment, le'esoif goyim, to gather the non-Jews, le'kivtsei mamlochis, to the end of their kingdoms, to the tail end of where their kingdoms reside, lishpoich aleihem, to pour upon them za'ami, my anger, ki charoin, kol charoin api, all of my anger, Kiboesh konisi, in fire I am jealous. Toichal kol haaretz, I will eat up the entire earth. That pasuk in Sefania, we have not yet learned it, in Trei Asar, has all the letters of the Alabes, Gimel Ches. Sefania, Pere Gimel, pasuk Ches. That pasuk has all of the letters of the Alabes, including the end letters. Okay, the Mem Tzofis, the Tzadit Tzofis, the Nun Tzofis, you know, the Man Tzapach, the end letters. Otherwise, there are 24 Pesukim in Tanakh that have all of the letters of the Aleph Beis, not necessarily both the Man Tzapach, the end and the regular, one or the other. And one of those Pesukim is this week's Parsha. In Torah, in Chamishe Chumshe, there are only 5 psukim that have all the letters of the Aleph Beis, and that's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem, liktu mimenu ish lefi achloi. Take for yourself each man according to what he needs to eat. Oimer lagul goyles. In Oimer, a measure per skull, mispar according to the number nafshoy seichem, your souls, ish lasher behalot ikachu. Each man in his tent you shall take." And the Baal HaTorim writes something that is so beautiful on this pasuk. Whenever you say the words Aleph Beis are translated as Aloif Bina, learn knowledge or learn Torah. The words Aleph Beis, the letters Aleph Beis, are translated to mean learn Torah. Aloif Bina. Bina is understanding, the understanding of Torah. And the Baal HaTorim says that a person who learns Torah, we have all of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Bina. Aleph, we refer to all the letters of the Aleph Beis with the term Aleph Bina. So this pasuk has all the letters of the Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. And what does it say? It says, don't worry about Parnassa. You'll have more than you need for you and your whole family. Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem. Hashem gave an order. The order has come down from above. Each man gather food. A measure for every head in your household. You have 1,000 grandchildren, you'll have enough money to give every one of them a Hanukkah present. Besides taking them on vacation for Pesach to the hotels and taking them to Disneyland for Pesach and v'chulu v'chulu, besides all that. Ish la'asher b'ahalo, each man for that which is in his tent, the oil is your wife. You can buy your wife unlimited spending, unlimited gift certificate. at Bergdorf. Besides the unlimited gift certificate at Bergdorf, you can give her tikachu. When? You have all the letters of the Aleph base if you learn Torah. If you're committed to the study of Torah, to the Aleph Bina, then Parnassah. That's an old. That's from the Sefer Chassidim. Now that's from the Baal HaTurim. Now the reason why I said this as Akdama, I won't even get to what I'm going to say very quickly, is because I came across something very fascinating here in this Sefer, the Oitz Plois HaTorah from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer quotes a Mordechai. The Mordechai was the first Rishon. Okay, the Mordechai. A lot of halacha we have today is based upon the Mordechai. And he was also obviously a very, very holy, mystical person, the Mordechai. And he says there, he says very, very interesting story where a person he made a shavua. He had a wife, and the wife didn't want to go to mikvah. It's ma'isa shahaya. His wife didn't want to go to mikvah, and he said to his wife, "I swear by the aseres hadibros." Okay, when you swear, you can swear like a sailor. You just swear. But he went and he made a mistake, and he said, he didn't say, "I swear by your life, by my life." By Achashverosh, by Paro, he said, "I swear by the Aseres Hadibros, and if you don't go to mikvah, I'm going to divorce you." And his wife didn't go to mikvah, and now he didn't want to divorce her, but he took a shvua and he went a little bit too far, and he said, "I swear by the Aseres Hadibros," and he went to the Chassam Sofer, he went to the Mordechai, and the Mordechai said, "I'm sorry, I can't help you get divorced, because you went a little too far. If you would have said, 'I swear by your life, or by Paro, or by Trump, or by the life, the husband.'"
A regular couple to just say, yeah.
The Mordechai said to this fellow, "If you would have made a shvua, you would have, 'I swear by the life of Trump. I swear by the life of Chvesnish, of Netanyahu. I swear by the life of whatever, by your rabbi, by my life, then I can help you. I can help you. But you made a very severe shavua. You said, 'I swear by the Aseres Hadibros.'" Okay, I don't know how these things work. I'm just reading to you over here this thing. I don't even know what we're passing like what this Mordechai says. And the Mordechai said, "I can't help you. Get divorced. I can't help you. Why?" And he went on to say, it's shocking what I'm about to tell you now, because in the Aseres Hadibros, which is many psukim, all of the letters of the Aleph Beis appear. Every single letter of the Aleph Beis is found in the Aseres Hadibros from beginning to end. And when you swear by something that has all of the letters of the Aleph Beis, that's everything. And there's nothing I can do for you. That's what it says here. Okay. It's a shocking psak from the Mordechai. Now, do we pass like that today? I don't know, but that's what the Mordechai says. The Mordechai says in this case, what? Well, he doesn't make a shavua. Okay, there's a solution. There's what to do. We'll figure it out. But he didn't make a shavua. What is halacha? He doesn't get divorced. He doesn't get divorced. What? If a woman refuses on the husband, he's not allowed to live with her, that's for sure.
Okay.
Does he have to get divorced? Not right away, not immediately. Wait a long, long time and maybe figure out a solution in the meantime, but he doesn't have to get divorced, at least not right away. Not right away, we'll figure out a solution. We'll figure it out. Here he made a shavua. He swore by the Aseres Hadibros, and the Mordechai said to him, because in the Aseres Hadibros, every letter of the Aleph Beis appears, I can't do anything for you. So here in this Sefer, the Oitzah Pelois HaTorah, he extrapolates and he says, if that's what he said about the Aseres Hadibros, because it has all the letters of the Aleph Beis, there's one thing we can extract, that it's a big deal when you have all of the letters of the Aleph Beis. It's a big deal. When you have a pasuk that has all the letters of the Aleph Beis, it's a big deal. And if this pasuk here says, basically he's coming to basically power up, he's coming to put this Baal HaTurim on steroids, that if in this pasuk that guarantees Parnasa, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem, it is a command, You'll be okay. Not just you, your whole family. All the people in your tent. All the people hanilvim olecha. All the grandchildren who want that bike and that scooter and that shiny new gadget. And they say, listen, mom and dad, you don't want to give it to me? Don't worry. Grandpa will give it to me. They're relying on you. And they're relying on bottomless pockets. Where are you going to feed these kids? Where are you going to give? Where are you going to give your grandchildren? Where is it going to come from, the money? Don't worry. You go to Koilel. You go to Koilel. You have the Aleph Beis. Zeh Hadavar. Don't underestimate the koyach of all the letters of the Aleph Beis, the toikef of Zeh Hadavar. Now, quickly, here's what I really wanted to tell you. That's a new chiddush. That was new. I never said before. Now, here's something also very new. We once had a shir discussing what bracha you make on man. I'm not going over the shir. What bracha do you make on man? What bracha? So, some say, I'll show you, he has over here a collection of maybe 10 opinions. Some say you make a bracha, hamaytzi lechem min hashamayim. Some say whatever you think. If you want it to be a piece of steak, shakon liyemivor. You want to be an apple, whatever it tastes like. Your machshava determines the bracha. Some say you always make a hadama, no matter what. Comes out of the ground. You go through many, goes through everything you can possibly imagine. There's a lumdus. Any bracha you won't ever imagine, you'll find. Hamaytzi lechem. You'll come up with a whole very creative answer. It's a very good topic of discussion at a Shabbos table or talk to a child. The one that I like the best is no bracha. No bracha. You don't make any bracha. And I want, and this is what I'm coming to right now, and this explains what it says in the sixth parasha, I think in Akev, I think. I don't remember where it is. Rabbi Yossi will tell me. It says vai in Akev, vai anicha, vayari vecha. Vayari vecha or vecha, I forgot. Vai, it's vaye anicha, shvano, vayari vecha. Vecha. Vaye an, what does it mean, vaye anicha? Hashem tortured you. Inui. Not answered you. That's a different word. That's vayancha. With a shvanoch. Vayancha. Hashem tortured you. How did Hashem torture you? By feeding you the man. Excuse me? What did you just say? It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Hashem tortured us by giving us the man. It was delicious. Whatever you thought, that's what it tasted like. How could the Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu say to Klal Yisrael that Hashem tortured the Jewish people by feeding them the man? How could you say that? There are many answers to this question. The only answer I want to focus on right now, this moment, is the opinion. There's one opinion, which is a very solid opinion. It stands in the from the top. They did not make a bracha on the man because there is no bracha. It's not a product of this earth. There was no bracha. That was the torture. For a Jew to put food in his mouth and not have the ability to say, thank you, Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Hamoytzi lechem min ha'aretz. To take away from me that pleasure, that satisfaction of achieving my purpose in this world, acknowledging where my food came from, there is no greater torture than that. Okay, now, here's what I really wanted to tell you. This is totally new to me. This is even a greater torture. Okay, please stay with me for 2 minutes. A greater torture. Greater torture than that. You know what that is? It says the man, there was no waste. The man was nivla be'evarav, in their limbs. There was no waste. For 40 years, exactly. You did not go to the Beis HaKisei. No, maybe we'll paskin now, not like this man to Omar, they made a bracha. Maybe this one will make a shahako, this one passes like his rabbi, he makes hamaytzi lechem min hashamayim. Rav Meir, he'll come up with very creative brachas to make. Gesundheit, make any bracha you want. But one thing no one is making. No one is making nasha yotzar. Why not? There's no chefza. There's no chefza de mitzvah. You need a chefza de mitzvah. What?
Urinate.
No, there was no urination. No, there was says nothing. They did not go to the base. Not at least from the man. Not from the man. That's the torture. That's the torture. Not from the man.
I don't know.
I don't know about drinking. Drinking is part of the man. There's a discussion about the drinking. But there's a hanah that when you eat food and you produce waste, you make an asher yotzar on that food. The asher yotzar is on the food. Could you imagine not being able to make the bracha asher yotzar es hadam b'chochma? What can you make it? Not only was that needed, you can't even make the bracha because the whole thing was a miracle. Really? We're living in the desert. It's a much bigger miracle to survive 40 years in the desert and live. So you can live even if Hashem opens up what's supposed to be closed and keeps closed what's supposed to be open. The living proof is us. We're living in the desert for 40 years. You can't even say this nusach. It's not true. Afilu shoachas. Yeah, afilu shoachas. We have 40 years. You couldn't make the bracha asher yotzar. Today, you know what asher yotzar is? The bracha asher yotzar, that's the torture. L'chol hadeis. So machloik is, you made a bracha. So you didn't make a bracha, This drush only worked out nice according to the man that says, Vaya anecha, they didn't make any bracha. Let's say you did make a bracha. So you made a bracha. Where's vaya anecha? You know what the real torture? Could not make a bracha. Asher yotzar. You couldn't say to Hashem, Baruch ato Hashem, Roifei chol basar umafli la'asais. You do wonders. I believe in this word so much, I want to suggest, that's why you taka say, when you make asher yotzar, umafli la'asois. You think it was a wonder to live in Mitzrayim? It was a pella to live in the desert for 40 years and survive? There's no greater wonder than that, right? 40 years, try to go live for 5 minutes in Saudi Arabia today in a sandstorm. 5 minutes, try. Go read what it's like to live there for 5 minutes in Saudi Arabia, in the desert, for 5 minutes. You're not going to even make it for 5 minutes. And you survive there for 40 years? What are you kidding me? Pile ploim. We didn't make asher yotzar. We didn't make the brach asher yotzar for 40 years. Now, business as usual. We live in the world, America, everything is fine. Guess what? It's even a bigger miracle to live in America. Your body should work properly. You should be able to remove the toxins and survive and live healthy in this world. Umafli la'asois. When you say umafli la'asois, think about the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar, they ate mon. They didn't have to say asher yotzar. They didn't say this. But that was the big miracle. Pile ploim. It got absorbed into their limbs. No need to go to the Beis Hakisei. They had air conditioning in the middle of the desert, Saudi Arabia. Guess what? Now you're not in the desert. You're here in a comfortable room in America, and you have food, and you eat the food, and you go to the Beis Hakisei. Oh, Nebuch, it's not like in the desert. It's even a bigger miracle. Umafli la'asais. It was the torture for then, and now we have the ability to be makir how much even greater it is now in our day and age. Okay, that's the man, the Amidas HaMon Yom Gimel LeParshas Mishalach. Zechuso Yogin Aleinu. Today is the yardside of Rav Lezer Silver. Rav Lezer Silver, Rabbi Yisai, is the true architect of Torah in America. He doesn't get the credit. But he really, you study his life, how he really put into motion everything that we have here today in America. Rav Yosher Soloveitchik, he was his idol. Rav Lezer Silver was his model, his idol. He was a gift to this world. Today's his yard site. Menachem Elman Ruman of his yard site. Zuchusam Yogein Aleinu, Lanu L'chol Yisrael. Have a good day.